Tales from Long Box Podcast. This is episode, what episode is this? 179. Take two. Spotlight on DC Comics. New 52, Futures End, number 18 and 19. Yes, yes, once again, the recording wasn't going. Thank you, Skype, for screwing up our easy little thing and that I've have to coax into working. Microsoft, you dirty bastards. I'm Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
I am Murray Fox.
So, I went through my entire issue, number 18, with no recording, and luckily I didn't let Caleb go too long, so we've just been talking for the last 30 minutes just amongst ourselves. So, yeah. So let's get this going without further ado. Number 18, this is going to be a quick recap. You got Constantine on the cover, Ryan Sook, ooh, great stuff. Superman. Okay, we are in deepest, darkest saxophone of Africa. No, I mean the Horn of Africa. I don't know. Was that funnier the second time, or was it? Yeah, anyway. We got all-encompassing, ancient, unknowable, hopeless, soul-crushing, end-of-all-days evil coming. The real Superman, he's not interested because he did bad things in the war, and he's guilty about it, which, you know, war's hell.
He's practically Mon-El in this issue.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of Mon-El a little bit. You know, I hate to say that, but it's kind of funny. And he's being all Jesus-y with a big steel girder on his head, and he's even got long hair and a beard. So, moving on. Constantine is drunk. Moving on. Let's see. Oh, and then we find out the big bad's name is Brainiac. And then we go to Metropolis. This is right at the end of 17, I believe, where the big reveal that the Masked Superman is, in fact, Billy Batson / Shazam, which they're calling him Shazam and not Captain Marvel anymore because of, you know, copyrights and stuff like that. Then she's just figuring out what's going on, and he almost says Shazam and rampages, and somehow her arm became three times longer and four times as thick. And she reached him from two blocks away. No, not really. So Billy gets thrown. Storm Guard shows up. And we made comments here that there's very a limit of full sentences here. And Storm Guard kicks her butt with some funky tech, which you know find out later why. And so she's like, hey, he's a Shazam, he's not Superman, I'm a reporter, I gotta tell everybody. And he's like, hey, the world needs a Superman, don't take that from everybody else. And she's like, where's the real one? Now we're on the Arrow ship. Arrowboat? Airship? Airship. Anyway, you got Barda, Amico, and Diggle. They show up at an island, which we discover is where Oliver Queen became Green Arrow, much like the TV show. He was on an island. Anyway, let's not get into that.
It's always been an island.
Yeah, it's always been an island. But this, for some reason, he keeps coming back. But anyway, should we find out, Green Arrow, Oliver Queen, is still alive. He faked his death, boys and girls.
Whatever.
I didn't see it coming. I don't know about you guys at the time. And you got the alternate Earth 2 Red Arrow Queen standing behind him. And, you know, I made a comment. It almost looked like he only had one arm, and that would have been an interesting throwback to previous stuff. Now we're on Cadmus Island, and there's a bunch of people dead. Much, much dead. I'm not going to do that joke again. Anyway, Faraday. Faraday is talking to his boss. They threatened his family. There's a bunch of Earth 2 superheroes / villains running around outside killing people. We don't know who the hell they are. Moving on, we got some Lois Lane. No, not Lois Lane. Lana Lang action. The double L's, you know. Cole's unconscious, and they're talking about Deathstroke and they're going back and forth talking about the implants. Meanwhile, they're being watched by Power Girl. Yes, Power Girl.
With a big cape.
Yes, with a big cape. Very big cape. Now we're back inside. We see 50 Sue trying to talk to who we find out is Brother Eye. She wants to switch sides. because she's, you know, a petulant child. And, yeah, and she's like, okay, here's my list of demands, Brother I. Lamest name ever, by the way. Now we're under Terrifatech, and we got the crew, which is Cole, Key, Cyberpunk Plastique, and Mick G, or Terry McGinnis, as in case you haven't catch on to that. Anyway, and that's it.
The director of Charlie's Angels.
Yes, yeah, there you go. And they're about to do that heist of, I think, that cyborg, right? That's what they're stealing? I think so. No, they're going to take out the satellite. That's it. Something like that. I forget.
He's going to take out Brother I.
Yeah. All right. So there's my issue. And now we're on to Caleb's issue.
Just to be clear, we are recording, yes?
Yes. Let me triple check. Yes, recording. It is recording.
My brain couldn't handle another go through another issue.
If something happens at this point, I'll just do the whole thing myself after. But yes, it is. recording now, so I'm gonna have to figure out a way to fix that. I don't know.
Bloopity bloop bloop.
I have to do some, maybe do some kind of scripting thing. I don't know. We'll find out. All right.
Brings us to number 19 with the cool Brian Sook cover of Power Girl slamming into the chest of Deathstroke, who, as Chris noted pre-recording, has changed colors. He is now orange and black, which seems to contradict his earlier orange and blue motif. But that would be for a different show. That would be for Fashion Fashion Cast. So, we are still 5 years from now, whenever now is, and Alfred, Alfred is talking with Mick G, Batman Beyond Mick G. He's on Master Terry. I've established a secured comm link, and we have Stoner Boy Coyle saying all is well and good down at the vault. He's riding the waves. It's intense, man. Probably this appears to be written by Azarella, who is a well-known hipster doofus.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is a hipster doofus.
Ah, yes. I quickly found a copy of one of the issue 2 of Deathstroke from way back when the New 52 started, and he is, in fact, blue, mostly blue and orange.
Blue. Okay.
There, now I feel better. Continue.
You weren't smoking crack and imagining that he had changed colors.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't just now catch it, but hey, you know. Well, you know.
I can see the music. I can hear the colors. Chris Mosby, the Lizard King.
Yes, that's it.
All right. That will be my Doors reference for the day.
All right.
Anyhow, so McG and Plastique are going to create a diversion, and she's going to use her altered powers, her more Gambit-like powers, by charging something up. Actually, I always like Gambit's power, so I'm cool with this.
Did you hear about the Gambit movie?
I unfortunately did.
Yes, Channing Tatum. Yes, it's awesome. Anyway, that was sarcasm. Anyway, continue.
They should have gotten what's his name from The Professional? What?
I'm trying to think what you're talking about.
Hello?
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 All right. Yep, I'm here. You guys there?
Yeah, can you hear us?
We're here.
Everybody cut out.
Okay, yeah.
Is it still recording?
Yes, it's still recording. I'm watching it right here.
All right, so I'm going out in the open, and I'll be taking fire, so as not to blow out your eardrums, I'm turning off comlink. 4 minutes, I'll see you at the rendezvous, he says. And Vicky says, we won't wait. And McG turns off his comlink. His eyes are glowing. And he goes to town on a bunch of lab geeks. Wow, that seemed like a fair fight.
Well, he just knocked him out with gas, really. So.
Oh, sure he did. And I think he killed him. I think that's his thing. And he has a USB plug in his finger.
Yeah, I know. How cool is that, man?
That is kind of neat, actually.
Which is funny because I saw a deal at CES this weekend that they got some deal where it's like a wristband and it has like a terabyte of space and you just take it off and plug it in. Anyway, so. Ways of the future there, boys and girls.
I'm just looking forward to the USB port, the USB ports and plugs that are circular, and you don't have to worry about whether it's upside down or right side up.
Yeah, because how many times, I mean, you turn it around, it doesn't work. You turn it around again, it doesn't work. And then you realize that the first time you had it was right, but you just didn't had it at the right angle anyway.
It was, just a little bit off. You're just,
Do people still use USBs?
Well, yeah.
Every day.
What? No, really?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm staring at one right now, 32 gigs, sticking out of the side of my computer.
I don't use them as often as I used to, but...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't used one in years.
How do you think I'm going to watch Big Hero 6 later?
Oh, you're... Well, no. I mean like a little memory thing. Really?
Yeah. I got one that's wireless, actually.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah, it's got a little Wi-Fi transmitter in it, and you turn it on, and then people can connect to it and share files right off of it.
No, mine's just a 32 gig thing that I bought for like $6 at Staples.
Yeah, they're getting cheaper all the time, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Speaking of, I need to charge that thing.
So you don't use your... anyhow. So,
anyway, all right.
So he's got this cool USB thing, and he believes the key is destroying Brother Eye. I believe that the key to destroying Brother Eye is in one of these computers.
That's funny.
And info dump completed. I mean, one of them has to be dedicated to the satellite, right?
That must be USB 4.0 or something. No, it's USB 12 at that fast.
Yeah, and look how big it is. Well, that's about the right size.
Yeah, I want one of those in my finger.
Yeah, goes right to his suit. And they've downloaded all the information, and they're getting ready to go, and Coil and the key have finally opened that door, and they got big grins on their faces, and Plastique is blowing up another door, and she walks into a lab, and we don't see it, but it appears that she has discovered her future doppelganger that was OMAC'd, and then they're going to... Terry and Alfred are getting the hell out of Dodge, and he turns back on his comlink. Coil, he says, or questions. And, going back, he still has the USB. Now it looks like a female USB port sticking out of his finger. Doesn't it? It looks like the port rather than the stick.
Yeah, it does. Mm. Kind of weird. They draw it like that.
Comics. And... the key has something in his hand there at the rendezvous. Plastique, though, ain't. Plastique, who knows where Plastique is? She's staring off. Alfred, tracking. What do you think? I don't. Logically, one would stick to the plan as Big G cuts a circle in the glass there. Deal with Plastique on her own. Correct, Master Terry. You have Coil and Key, right? Yes, they're in place. Activate. And they turn on the alarms. Oops, that's not cool. And Plastique is crying her eyes out, and Coil and Key have been duped. They've been thrown under the bus by Terry McGee, and they're being lasered, and they're in come the Trifitech security guards to arrest them. And now we know why Plastique is crying, because, yes, she is looking at the OMAC version of herself from the future, where McGee was from.
Very bad.
Yep. And McGinnis shows up behind her, very Batman-like. It fell out of your shopping cart. It was like looking into a nightmare mirror. We should get out of here. He grabs Plastique's hand. And now we have that scene where the people are chilling on the rooftop, and it's actually Lois Lane and her sidekick, whose name is Ty. And they're drinking beers with their Japanese lanterns on the roof of this. I remember this from The Rock when Nicolas Cage and his girlfriend were on the roof with
this is a family podcast.
Yes. To be 100% sure that this is the right thing to do, I think I owe him that. We have to run this low. It's a great story. You've been holding off on the Red Robin story because there's a lot more to it than we know. I need more facts. The Fast Lane's advertisers expect major revelations, Lois. Don't sit on this. You'll have my answer in 15 minutes. And she looks up about time, and in floats Super Zam. Mm-hmm. I think I just made that up. It's not very good, though, was it?
No, it's all right. We'll work on it.
Okay. He gets floating in. His mask has been repaired. Thought he'd never leave, he says. We could have discussed this in front of him. No, this is between you and me. Okay, Superman, or should I say Shazam? You wanted to talk? Talk. Must be fun to be queen of the news world, sitting on such a big scoop. Fun, she says. Just so you know, I don't respond well to displays of testosterone-filled macho attitude, kid.
Wow.
Okay. Look, here's the deal. You can't tell the world I'm not really Superman. The harm would be Stormguard already played that card, says Lois. And which he was there for. He got to hear that speech. But whatever. It's the same argument every government uses to block a free press.
I think he was slightly unconscious when that happened, though.
What else? But people hear you when you're unconscious. I've heard that about people in comas. They can actually. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
1,000 movies have said so.
True.
Can't
be wrong. It's Hollywood.
Well, yeah, you're right.
But you'll crush what Superman means to people if you reveal it's me. Folks remember what he did during the war, the invasion. The world needs a Superman. So the Justice League decided to serve up you in his place? Where is he? What happened to the real Superman? Why isn't he here to make his request? Not for me to say. Is he alive? Dead? Not for me to say. Do you even know? And we get a face mask picture in the background. And my theory, the League wants me to sit on this because they don't want to get caught in a lie. We're asking because people gotta feel safe. The symbol does that. He points at the S on his chest. You're honestly suggesting that this news will cause fear. People will be afraid to leave their homes. The markets will plummet. Give me a break. Like I said, says Shazam, the world needs a Superman. More than it needs a Shazam, she asks. Mm-hmm. What do you get out of this? It must be tough to bury your own identity this way. Huh, he says. I know how important this is. You're about to destroy everything. And she's environmentally conscious, throwing her beer bottle into a recycling bin.
Because she would be the real villain if she didn't.
Oof, boy, I would take her out.
Mm-hmm.
That would destroy humanity.
Absolutely.
And she calls Ty on his phone, and here's what we're going to do, she says in silhouette. And we are now in the Huron system, the remnants of the carrier, formerly the headquarters of Stormwatch, not Stormguard, Stormwatch. And the bearded
you got it, Ray Palmer.
Palmer, thank you. I couldn't remember his last name.
I'm glad he straightened out.
The Adam, thank you very much. The bearded crazy Ray Palmer is got a bunch of dead Stormwatch characters in the background. Hawkman, Agent Frankenstein, can you hear me? Please respond. Damn it, Jim, I'm all alone up here.
Nice.
Thank you. I do like it with the shades, though. They won't fall off.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Alone is a relative term, is it not? Dr. Palmer, Dr. Raymond Palmer. Ag! Hey, he's got almost as good a dialogue as Rampage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a starry-looking figure standing in the middle of the Stormwatch Bridge. And who the hell are you? Says Palmer. I am one of the Storm Lords. I represent the Stormwatch Shadow Cabinet. Shadow Cabinet, wasn't that a milestone book?
Yeah, I believe it was.
I wonder if they're... No, they can't fold any of the milestones. Yeah, I don't know if they can do milestone right now.
I don't know. Maybe... I really don't. I mean, I've heard that Shadow Cabinet somewhere, but...
No, anyway. Shadow Cabinet was a milestone title, but Shadow Cabinet's not a milestone concept.
Yeah, yeah. You know, true. Right.
It is we who have overseen Stormwatch since its original incarnation over 1,000 years ago, and though it is we, and it is we who will see it through to the end of all time. And you, Dr. Raymond Palmer, you have been chosen as the new leader of Stormwatch. Me? Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Scooby-Doo lately.
Yeah.
In case you didn't notice, Stormwatch is dead. This incarnation, yes. So it is time for you to lead the next group, a new Stormwatch. Well, my team, Frankenstein, Hawkman, and Amethyst have been radio silent since I sent them down to that nearby planet weeks ago. And now he's getting freaked out. It's been weeks, and now he's getting... Whatever. Okay. Sorry.
He's not all right in the head, remember? It's all that shrinking.
Yeah. So that, Dr. Palmer, is not a planet. It is a spacecraft. A very large spacecraft. And I assure you, your allies are very much alive. And now they are at the mercy of an entity called Brainiac. It was this being that killed Stormwatch. Brainiac? That can't be right. Brainiac was taken out years ago. The being you knew as Brainiac was nothing but a pawn, a minor agent of the greater being. I always like that concept. It's the Brainiac within the Brainiac within the Brainiac.
Yeah.
Sort of like the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Yeah. I remember that. No, that's
no, not... the current one, the one that was on a few weeks ago.
Oh, I haven't. I'm not that far ahead.
Okay. Did you see it yet, Murray?
Sorry, the latest Doctor?
Yeah, the...
Peter Capaldi? Or whatever.
Any of his...
Yeah, I haven't either. I'm on, like, literally on the third or fourth episode of Matt Smith, so...
Oh, you got plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah.
It was a great Christmas episode, though.
Yeah, my daughter liked it. She's all caught up on it. She's watched them all and had only one reservation about the final or about the Christmas episode.
Yeah, I had to get out Wikipedia to figure out, because on Amazon and Prime is where I'm watching them, and they put the Christmas specials under another title, so I got to figure out which one, after I get done with the season 5, figure out which one to watch next.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Especially since Doctor Who's going away from Netflix. Anyhow, but you don't understand. I can't do this, not on my own. All the shrinking I did as the Atom, it did something to my mind. I'm not the man I used to be. Then become something else. Become
it's the beard,
something
man.
Better. It's the beard.
Really the beard, man.
Crazy people always have beards. Huh? This is just the lane. And then now we're on Cadmus Island, and Lana Lang, who seems to be everywhere nowadays in the DC universe,
mm-hmm.
She's hanging out now with Deathstroke on Cadmus Island. This is just playing the inevitable. She says, "Shut up and run," he yells. "Props for not dying back there."
Yeah, that was.
Shut up and.
Kaboom! Yeah, I like how she says, "Really?"
Tell me I'm wrong, he says. We get a waboom, take a drink.
Yay.
Run! Where? You stay, you die. And then we have the possessed Power Girl saying, "Yes, I'm possessed by Brother Eye. Yes, I'm impressed. You actually managed to fight off this form temporarily." Slade Wilson, a.k.a. Deathstroke, enhanced physical mental attributes, regeneration, healing factor, photographic reflexes, and agility. My reputation precedes me. And do not flatter yourself. There's an extensive file on you in the Cadmus system. You are work for hire. Isn't everyone? Work for me. Delay your death. Delay, not prevent. You will eventually give me cause to kill you. And he shoots Power Girl, which I'm sure is going to do a whole lot of damage.
Seemed
to. He did. Shoot her in the eye?
I don't know what he did. Maybe so.
And he points his gun at Lana Lang, who lost her. No. Yeah, she took off her lab coat a couple panels ago for some reason. Okay.
See, I want a lab coat. I've always wanted one. I need to get one. I'll have to get one.
So she takes off, and then we have Power Girl just about to besorge Deathstroke, and in pops 50 Sue. She's like, "You again? We have a deal." He is part of that deal, as in hands off my belongings. There was a woman. Oh, you did not I did not know you meant these life forms. The Lan and Lang life form is unharmed. Better be. You can let go of him now, says 52. That's off.
All right, man.
Where you been, 52? Striking deals with calls itself Brother Eye, says 52. Yeah, pretty lame. I thought so, too. Brother Eye is a satellite. And every super Earth E2 on the island and Cole. Where is Cole? I thought you didn't like him. That was when I thought he might be competition. He's not. I mean, really, he is so not. Where is he? Back where you left him. This conversation serves no purpose, says the Brother Eye possessed.
You got that right.
What?
The conversation serves no purpose.
And 52 says, well, excuse me, very Steve Martin-like. Mm-hmm. Do I want to know what deal you struck with Brother Eye, asked Deathstroke. Probably not. Hey, boob window, she yells. Consider this a reminder not to mess with me.
Did she actually say, yeah, she did say that, didn't she?
She did.
That's
and,
a little meta there.
And she takes out Power Girl for some reason. You should be okay now. Brother Eye and your favorite sidekick came to an agreement. And what are we supposed to do in return? Oh, I'll get to that. First things first. Go fetch Lana. I'm going to need a nurse. Nurse? You got to get that implant out of Cole. Just will it out, or whatever it is you do. Well, where's the fun in that? See? Yeah. Loving her. We are now in New York City at the Wounded Duck Bar. And we have Tim Drake, finally. Closing time seems to get later all the time as he's closing up his bar. Might as well see how the West Coast games ended before. Whoa, damn. Superman lives a lie. Masked Superman revealed as Shazam. And Lois Lane decided to run the Shazam as Superman story. I really like those drawings on that.
Yeah, that's really good, aren't they?
They really are. Sorry. And there's a whole expose by Lois Lane about how that's not Superman, and is Superman alive or dead? And we now are at the end of the issue. And we get some spotlights of the future issue, a lot of Cadmus Island stuff going on, and what's going to end up being one of the creepiest covers of all time.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
With Joker and Batman, but that's a cover for another day.
Yes.
And hopefully recording.
Yes. Well, I've added to my little notes, the thing I used to do the intro, I put them at the very top in big bold letters. I might even make them flashing, check recording. So at least I'll have it in front of me from now on.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Paper. Using paper, my God.
Yeah, I have a Word document.
Okay.
That I do, so,
anyhow,
you know.
The series continues to be good.
Yes, I agree.
For me.
Yeah.
I do like it, I have to admit.
Yeah, man, yeah.
You don't have to admit it. It's not mandatory.
Well, true.
Okay, maybe it is. I got nothing else to add. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm glad we're covering it. I appreciate that you know, it was a bit of you had to convince me that this would be good to go over, and I'm glad you did, because I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk it through.
Yeah, there's some relevant things there, I think, so.
Plus, you're finally getting your Batman Beyond in there.
Oh, well, yeah, I love that character. Love that freaking character. We need to do an episode about that, or at least I do, anyway. So. Sure. But anyway, okay, so let's wrap this up. The part two or take two of episode 179. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or join us on the Facebook page. Just do a search for Tales from the Long Box and you can be taken there. And also, you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. We are out.